About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, George State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Gosh. January the 17th, Martin Luther King birthday celebration. It's a holiday for a lot of people. A lot of people, it's not. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are on streaming at KCNR1460.com. We are also chatting with those who want to just jump in there where we're streaming. Click on the air, get down there, and give a name, and it doesn't have to be your real name, and just hop on with us. And today, what a great day this Monday is. Pretty foggy, but we'll get into that in a minute. Great show today. We've got a lot of different guests on and a lot of things to talk about. In fact, one of them just set my hair on fire as I was walking in the office today. But speaking of being on fire, here's Bad Bob.
So that saved you a good haircut this month?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just scorched right now. Just scorched.
Good morning. If you're getting ready to head out for your commute, it is foggy out there. Be careful.
It is. And the people that are on the freeway driving at about 48 miles an hour over 60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're coming down that freeway at about 70 miles an hour. But somebody that goes at 70 miles an hour or faster all the time is back with us, and she looks healthy.
Good morning, and it is definitely a foggy day, so do be careful. It's Martin Luther King Day, of course. Many of you are off of work today. Some of you may be, you know, usually in your morning commute. I thought it was actually quite quiet this morning, and of course, if you put your garbage cans out last night like we did, they're going to stay out another day because they aren't going to be picked up today, as well as county and city offices are closed. Now, today, the bell ringing ceremony in Old City Hall is going to be at 8 o'clock, and there's going to be a multi-faith prayer circle at Court Anuba Street. That's at 10:45 a.m., and you can march to the Martin Luther King Jr. Multicultural Center immediately following the prayer circle. That will be a march. I mean, what I'm saying is that it's a march at the Martin Luther King Jr. And the celebration program at the Martin Luther King Center is from noon to 1. Again, the forecast says sprinkles with a high of 69. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, your short destination getaway from Redding. Make your reservations. There will be Candice Lavolsi on Valentine's, the Sunday before Valentine's Day, which I think falls on a Monday. But this is a Sunday program and fabulous meal. Take your sweetheart out there. There's two sittings at 2 and 5 for brunch.
Okay, let's take a break here because, you know, ordinarily we just jump right into the show, but there's like 10 things we want to talk about. So we want to get our first commercial break out of the way because I know Golden Globes is coming up. I know Pearl Harbor is going to come up. I know the you know, what happens when you text and at the same time have been using your medicinal marijuana, prescription drugs, and alcohol. We're going to talk about that, too. So join us after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here at KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:11 in the morning, January the 17th, 2011. Over the weekend on Saturday at 1 o'clock, I went to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery and was just honored to be able to attend a ceremony commemorating the Pearl Harbor Memorial that was unveiled out there at 1 p.m. They had the Pearl Harbor survivors, and there's about, I believe, 9 of them that live in the Redding area. One of them, one of the gentlemen, was in attendance too, but he had passed away last Thursday. And so immediately after the ceremony commemorating the attack on Pearl Harbor and Pearl Harbor Day, we had a memorial service for this gentleman, a sailor that was on USS St. Louis. And he was laid to rest. But the ceremony and was just a very, very nice ceremony with a very large turnout. There had to be a couple hundred people there, a minimum. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who also heads up the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, was the keynote speaker, gave a great speech. The different veterans, the veterans from Pearl Harbor that were there were just a delight to talk to. Senator LaMalfa was there. A number of other dignitaries were there. to attend Tom Basenko, several of our supervisors and city councils. Anyway, it was a great event, and I applaud the people out there, and it's a beautiful monument. So you need to take a ride out to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery and take a look at it. Okay, something that will get Linda going here. Golden Globes was on last night. The Foreign Press
68th.
Corps?
68th. Yeah, Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Had their 68th annual self-licking ice cream cone.
Well, you know, and
where they tell everybody how good they are.
I really have to applaud Carl. You know, first of all, thank you so much for many of you well-wishers. I have been, I've got that, whatever everybody else has, but it was a sinus and an ear infection, and it kicked my butt. And so I really appreciate the fact that I could stay down. And it's hard to stay down because, you know, you think I've got to do this and I've got to do that. But anyway, so I think, Carl, this is the first time I think you and I actually watched an award show all the way together. And I think you were definitely, you win the
There's
husband.
Reasons for that.
You get the husband award for appeasing your wife. Because you watched we watched it, and we were flipping around like, well, maybe there's something else on, but we kept coming back to it. And I love to watch, of course, you know, the course women, we love, and I'm sure many men too, love to watch before the awards and just watch the red carpet and see the gowns and stuff like that. In fact, my girlfriends and I will get together before the Academy Awards, and that's our Super Bowl. I've said that now for years. Well, let's go back to the award show. So here it is at the Beverly Hilton where Carl and I met.
Yeah, in fact, it was held in the exact room that Linda and I met in 2006.
It was another award show we met at. And we said, God, it looks different. I said, well, you know, of course, it's probably had a huge makeover. But this is where they held the Golden Globe Awards. And it was very old world glamour, beautiful. Everybody looked really beautiful. And then the host, Ricky Gervais, he's the British guy who's on The Office, and you've seen him in other films, comes on to MC and absolutely within the third line just took it down to the worst part of the toilet you can imagine. He had to
a completely low-class act. I mean, in Hollywood, where low-class acts are, I mean, where they're a dime a dozen from Brittany to every other one. He was totally, the remarks to me was totally
uncalled for. The humor his humor was cruel.
Mean-spirited?
Mean-spirited. He, with the third line, he had to go, I thought, here's this, oh my gosh, it's the Golden Globes. And before anybody came out on stage, he had to go into Charlie Sheen and talk about his arrest and his wife beating or whatever. You know, he just went there and you were like.
But, yeah.
And that's the kind of humor. The mean-spirited humor before Robert Downey Jr.
Enough people that came out, it was bad enough that people, as they came out, commented on
Tim
it.
Tim Allen.
Know, like, you know, they're saying, you know, this guy used to be plump and nice. Now he's neither.
But the guy was the president of the Foreign Press Association. What did he say?
He says, I hope you never have to come to me to get up.
Yeah,
get a
because
film
what did he talk about? I was just sitting there wiping his butt and putting his teeth in his mouth. There's some kind of just really tacky, horrible things that you just don't that was not a family, unfortunately, that he took it from what could have been a nice family. We've all seen these films. In fact, the big winner was, of course, The Social Network. Bob, you have a weigh in on this.
I've made this observation before that humor, it just in the last several years has just taken an absolute mean turn. And I found it interesting that the most acclaimed film was, of course, Social Network about Facebook, where it seems like in an era of just uber communication, we've become more disconnected from humans than ever.
Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't just him. You know, I noticed that. You know, there was an undercurrent the whole evening. Robert De Niro comes out to get the the Cecil B. DeMille Award. It's you know, to be given for somebody that is
lifetime achievement.
You know, lifetime
kind of
achievement award. But he came out and he was whacking away too. You know, at the Hollywood Press Corps, for one thing. But then he said, for the people that haven't seen these films, I wish these had been in here. He says, you've taken 40 years and put it in 3 minutes. And you could just see there was just some, as he was angry, and he talked about the Homeland Security taking all the waiters out. And so, and how everybody's got to probably bust their own tables. And it was I mean, he went on like that for a while too. So it just seems like there was a lot. There's a lot of anger there.
I want to know. I'm wondering before they accept this award, and before Matt Damon introduced him, he had a couple comments. I was about only didn't know who he was 5 years ago. That's a bunch of that's not true. I mean, if you're like listening to that, I didn't know who Robert De Niro was, and then I went and saw his. You know, I wonder, they have writers, obviously, and so you know that if you have star power, I'm thinking if you weigh in, you do get to see what is written up on the, you get to see before what you say comes out of your mouth as it represents you. So, I don't know. It okay. was just, it was, everybody looked beautiful, and that's for sure.
The social network, it seems like a movie that I might want to go see.
Natalie Portman won Best Actress for Black Swan, and Colin Firth won Actor for his The King's Speech, and Aaron Sorkin, Best Screenplay for, of course, Social Network.
Could you draw a parallel between what you saw last night and our political dialogue?
Well, you know, the thing is when you get into an award show, and again, I use the term self-licking ice cream cone because here they are, here's a bunch of people in a very finite industry that are telling each other how good they are. They have their own jokes, they hang around together, they are so intertwined. If you don't believe the party line there, your whole career can be destroyed. So, you know, so you have things nominated. I mean, there were movies nominated there, and one that, you know, I bet that 90% of the people in this country have not even heard of. And I mean that.
It Glee just, won three awards, and
well, Glee's a TV show, and it was being gay last night was a big plus.
Yeah.
For people in the award show. Now, that doesn't mean they're not terribly, terribly talented, but being gay was a and being gay and having gay movies was a huge thing last night in the Foreign Film Awards, or not Foreign Films, but this Hollywood thing.
I weigh in on from the chat room. If a conservative did those sort of things, they would be hammered.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the comments, some of the comments.
The comments at the end, he says, "Thank God." Thank God for making me an atheist. You know, I mean, that's just cheap humor. Just cheap humor.
But that's how it closed the show.
But you know, the other thing, the only good thing I can say about it is that his jokes fell flat in that crowd. A lot of the crowd, you could just see him looking at him going, "What are you doing? What are you possibly thinking of?"
Where's Johnny Carson?
Well,
what happened to, you know, what happened to some, you know how many bleeps were in that show last night? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. After these messages, Carl, Linda Bott, great to start our Monday with you here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:24. January the 17th, Martin Luther King, a birthday. A lot of places closed today. Our phone line is 605-4567, and we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. We're not shut down. We're here. We're always here.
We're here, and before you go into your rant, just know that coming up after the 7:30 hour, we have a special guest, and there's going to be some free ticket giveaways, so
okay,
don't go anywhere.
I better start my rant early then. Okay, the first one goes to a guy named Cody Lynn Bruhn, who was arrested this weekend on suspicion of felony driving while under the influence. He was under the influence, according to the paper. He had been drinking, smoking medical marijuana, and was also under the influence of prescription drugs, and then he started texting. Well, he managed to crash his Ford Focus, another one of those large cars which he had filled with people, into another vehicle driven by a 20-year-old and her 24-year-old friend and a 2-year-old. Now, none of them were injured because they were safely buckled in, including the 2-year-old. So, Brittany Quintanar, congratulations and thank you, Mom, for having that 2-year-old buckled in right. And Cody, I hope they keep you in jail a long time. It wasn't enough to drink. You had to do your marijuana and prescription drugs. How can you tell which is the worst? All right, something that came up. The Military Leadership Diversity Commission, established by Congress 2 years ago, 2 years ago. Isn't that when the Democrats were elected into Congress and Obama? Was expected to send a report to Congress and President Barack Obama in the spring. And what it says is they recommend that the Pentagon do away with a policy that bans women from serving in combat units, breathing new life into a long simmering debate. No, no. We're not talking about women that have served in combat and served heroically, who have done their job. They have been involved in combat. What we're talking about is opening up that 10% of those combat units that prohibits them from serving, such as Marine Corps infantry, Army Special Forces, artillery, those types of units, combat. That's all they do is combat. And this panel of retired and current military officers, I would just love to see who these people are. And this, they said, being kept out of the infantry and the special ops and all these, a barrier to promotions and advancement. They want to level the playing field, they say. This is the group. This is, you know, also, if you realize what's happening in the Department of Defense, it has another sizable social change in a force that in the past year that has seen policy changes to allow gays and lesbians to serve openly and to allow Navy women to serve on submarines for the first time. You don't even know how much that's going to cost to fix the submarines up, my friends. But let me tell you something. Having served with women in combat on several occasions, including times when they are up in the turrets hammering away with machine guns, I can't say enough about them. Do I ever question their heroism? No. Their gutsiness? No. But what they want to do is they want to level the playing field by putting them into infantry units. Is this what this means? Or special force units? This is not a movie. This is not what's that movie with Demi Moore? That she was became a
CIA. G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. This is not a movie. Anytime it looks at that movie, anybody that knows anything about the military and looks at that movie, puts their finger in their throat and pukes because it is so unreal. So now what you want to do is you want to put women in the infantry? Well, fine. Then make them have the exact physical qualifications to be an infantry person as a man does. They have to be able to lift the same stuff. They have to be able to run. They have to be able to do the exact same things that men do. Because I tell you what, a weak person, the weakest person, pulls down the unit.
Not that you're saying that women are weak.
I'm not saying women are weak. I have served with women in combat, heroic, tenacious, and that. They don't have the same physical characteristics as men do. And in fact, women that I have known in the service for decades, ask them, do you think that you should be in the infantry? No. They don't want to be in the infantry. First of all, they've probably got too much sense. But the other thing, though, is this. To say that they can, you know, that this holds their career up is ridiculous. There'll be more on this later. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
We got no Fox. Hold on.
There's no place.
Film of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 7:32, January the 17th.
Currently, go ahead. I was going to say currently 45 degrees.
Of course, the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley support our veterans, support our community. They have a great place to get coffee. It's called Espresso Joe's. They'll fix the coffee the way you want for great prices. The girls there know how to fix coffee from every different and imaginable way that you can even think of. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Martin Luther King today. For many of you who are staying home and are on a holiday.
Banks are closed. They're not picking up trash.
No trash. And states. So schools are closed, too. But with us this morning, somebody who's very dedicated to our community. Since we have been in Reading, we've known her. She's been involved with so many things, and she puts her heart and soul in all that she does, and that's Stacey Bertagno. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We're talking about the 39th Annual Seroptimus International of Reading's Mardi Gras.
It is Mardi Gras season.
And that's going to be on Saturday, January 29th. Tell us about the event, and we do have tickets. Don't call yet, because we're going to give some away in just a minute. But let's go. But let's talk about the program.
Well, 39th Annual Mardi Gras, this is one of the longest-running fundraisers here in Shasta County. It was started by our Sir Optimus International of Reading in order to raise funds to build the Senior Citizens Hall. Many don't know that, but the Sir Optimus International of Reading actually built that Senior Citizens Hall with the work of City of Reading, and we've supported it ever since then. But now those funds that we raise at this event go towards a variety of projects that we support in the community, as well as our scholarships that we give out to women and children. So it's a very important program that we have, that we offer, and an important event that we do in the community so that we can continue to support everything that we do.
Can I just interrupt for a moment, and let's talk about the scholarships go to, for instance, give us a for instance, and give us, for instance, when you buy this $10 donation for a ticket, which, by the way, it's a really fun evening. It's a gas. Dancing, gambling, music, they pick, and we're going to talk about the kings and the queens, and it's really a fun night. But it's a $10 donation, goes for, let's see what that money is going towards.
Money goes for some of the awards that we offer are for women who have had a rough time in life and really struggled with a variety of things, and then they end up trying to change their life around, going back to further their education. So we want to support them in that, and we've offered that. We've recognized women who support women and children in the community and have gone above and beyond to do that, and so we offer scholarships and awards for that. We also offer scholarships for kids who have turned their lives around, who are in the continuation schools in our community, who have worked really hard. They've been going down the wrong path, and now they're focused again on their education and improving their life. And so we want to recognize those changes they've made in their life, and we offer scholarships for them. So it's a sometimes tear-jerking experiences we have when they come in, and we provide these awards to these individuals.
So it's a really, I have to say, share with our listeners that, you know, if you've not done any, been to any kind of event that Sir Optimus have held, it's a really, you go in and you see the work and the individuals like yourself, Stephanie, do and the good. It's you know, this is part of building your community. So this all stays local.
It all stays local. Like I said, we started the Senior Citizens Hall. We also started Secret Witness of Shasta County.
Woohoo.
Many don't know that as well, but that was a Sir Optimus project. So there's a lot of things like that we do, and it's because of the support from the community at events like Mardi Gras that we're able to do it.
Okay. Do we need to take a break yet?
No, we can give you another couple.
Okay, good. So let's talk about the king and the queen, and then when we come back, we'll do tickets.
Well, we added something to Mardi Gras last year, our king and queen candidates, so that we can recognize individuals in our community who have worked to change the lives of women and children. So there's a nomination process. They're nominated by the community, and then we have individuals accept that nomination, and they run for the king and queen, the official crowning of the king and queen on the night of Mardi Gras. So we are really excited this year for our six candidates, three king, three queen. And we have Tad Shackles with Power 94, Supervisor,
great guy,
Supervisor Les Baugh, and Eddie McAllister with the Shasta County Public Health as our king candidates. And those guys are going gangbusters.
Well, that's a wide variety there. That's great.
Very wide, but
okay.
They've all made significant
improvements
or impacts with women and children in Shasta County. We also have for our queen candidates, Nadine Bailey, a community activist that many know, Laurel Park, who works with the Shasta Family Justice Center and has made big improvements there since they opened their doors, and also Candace Vaughn with Tri-Counties Bank out in Shasta Lake City, and she's actively involved in Shasta Lake City. I take that back, North Valley Bank. It's bright and early still this morning.
Sorry, I know, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that this had,
certainly,
you know, sometimes you'll get something in print and something changes.
Yes.
So Candy Vaughn is with North Valley Bank in Shasta Lake City. But so... how exciting. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Stacy Bertagna. We're talking about Mardi Gras. And, you know, right here on our program, we really like to shed some light into some, what are the fundraisers for? And they're really, this is a great night, you guys. So coming back, we're going to give some tickets away. Hang in there. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Talk Radio on KCNR 1460.
Oops. Booze.
7:42 in the morning, January 17th, 2011, 605-4567. And we are streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com.
It is Martin Luther King Day, and we know that many of you are home on this Memorial Day holiday for the Martin Luther King, acknowledging that his life. But here, we're here this morning, and by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mike's Music and Sound on Cypress Avenue. If you're looking for that perfect addition to doing DJ work or learning an instrument, 243-3774. Don't miss going into Mike's Music and figuring out how you can learn how to play an instrument with the best professionals to teach you Mike's Music. We are talking to Stephanie Bertagna about the 39th Annual Seroptimus International of Reading's Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras season is here. Very exciting. One event that you certainly don't want to miss in this community.
Raising funds for scholarships, and we wanted to ask you, how does one vote for the king and the queen, and don't every vote gets like, you know, something that they get money towards? How does that happen?
Well, votes for king and queen.
What
did I call her?
That's okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So, votes for King and Queen, you can go on to SeroptimusReading.com and vote for our King and Queen daily. So you can go on there once a day and vote, SeroptimusReading.com. They need every vote. Every vote counts. You can also purchase tickets from our King and Queen candidates. If you purchase a ticket for the event from them, that actually counts for 5 votes. So that's very important that they sell those tickets as well. That helps them. And also there are voting locations throughout town. You can go vote. National University, Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson, North Valley Bank on Churn Creek or in Shasta Lake City, and Leatherby's. So you can go into any of those locations and submit ballots on a regular basis. So those are 3 ways that you can vote for our King and Queen candidates, and they certainly want your votes because they desperately want that crown on Mardi Gras. And we have our King and Queen from last year, they will be returning to pass the crown. So Christy Wright with Wright Education and Don Burton will be coming down from Reading Radio to pass those crowns.
We had a great time last year. Saturday, January 29th, it is Mardi Gras. Stacy Bertagna is here to talk about that. I have a girlfriend named Stephanie Bertaglia.
Oh,
and
yes.
So it's just so close.
Well, I have a cousin, Stephanie, so Bertagna.
Well,
so that's okay. So, yeah.
You are Stacy through and through. So we are going to take caller number 1 and caller number 2 and give you each a set of tickets. Call 605-4567, and you can bring a friend or a loved one, which is both, to Saturday's January 29th, which is just a couple weeks away, for you to go to the Mardi Gras. You'll have a great time. They do the beads. I mean, the beads for the rain.
You
this,
too.
This is not the kind of beads you guys think. But, you know, it is Mardi Gras, and you can go in costume, and it's a great night. You gamble. We sat there last year, and we played a lot of 21, and we danced, and it's a fun craps. I mean, it's a great night. Then you can take your little chips and go upstairs. I've got the physical tickets, so caller number 1, caller number 2, you will each get 1 set of tickets, which are $10 value.
$10 value each.
Yeah, and you'll have a great time. So take your date, take your loved one, take a friend. Saturday, January 29th. Well, Stacy, thank you, and we'll be giving the tickets away the rest of the week. And we really want to tell people about the event and make sure that people realize what Seroptimus does.
Yeah, and everybody come on now. Anybody who comes through the door that night will be entered into door prizes. We have amazing door prizes this year. A night stay to our Wild Horse Ranch for 5 people. A day out with Silverthorn with their patio boat. And some other packages, ski packages, golf packages. So come on down. It's a great evening, 7 to midnight. Must be over 21 to attend.
Sounds like fun. Thank you, Stacy. And we'll be taking a break right now. When we come back, we've got some more guests. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Taking your calls.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:50 in the morning. January 17th, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. On what's everybody looking around here for? Has something happened?
No.
What's gone on? No, no, really. What's going on?
You know, when you're on the air and people are doing things like jumping, you know, you're trying to stay focused under the microphone. And, you know, people are coming and going and walking in. And Pete Stiglitz just walked in talking to somebody outside. Whoa, you know, so it takes.
What is it, Bob?
If you must know, I was trying to identify a source of noise in it. And it was the fan over there, so it's, which is off now. But I'd heard it earlier, and I was trying to figure out what the
okay.
buzz I've heard.
There
about,
we
so.
Go.
There we go.
Well, that's just being real right
hey,
the
this
moment.
Is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's 244-1988. Doug Tooley does Dish Satellite. Don't use the 800 number. Use the 244-1988, a local number. He's at a new location, 1345 Liberty Street, right downtown in Reading. Doug does great work. His people do excellent work. And it's a local guy. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He's been in the business since 1985. Doug Tooley will put in your Dish Satellite, and he does guarantee his work. We can get better than that. That's 244-1988.
Well, one more time. We want to, Roberta, congratulations. You won two tickets. We have two other tickets to give away this morning. So if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road, dial 605-4567, and we're giving away two tickets for the Mardi Gras, January 29th. And that's from 7 to 12 midnight. That's going to be at the Reading Convention Center. It's a blast, you guys. So it's a fun night, January 29th. So give us a call, 605-4567.
You know, if you didn't get a chance on the Saturday paper, you go online. If not, you'd probably find a Saturday paper. Mark Beecham, great article, is Reading's Economy Beyond Hope? And as it turns out, it's not. We have a town, a city, in the North State that has, as somebody puts it, how many cities are surrounded by a national forest, volcanoes, and have a trout and salmon-filled river flowing through the center of town, just a four-hour drive from the world-famous Silicon Valley? And said, and the man that he was talking to is a gentleman by the name of, Dan Mabry, sent an email and says, why don't we try to attract more retirees who bring a lifetime of savings with them, pay local taxes, spend money, don't compete for job, and use fewer resources like schools and jails. The state of Florida was built on retirement. The idea of having it, you will build it, they will come, is in the past. The big thing I'm taking out of this is, of course, is that our economy is not, when people say, what's ever going to make Reading come alive again? Well, there is. There's a lot of things that can happen in Reading. You know, one of the things that's being addressed, and it's going to be addressed tomorrow at the city council, of course, is the city or the charter city idea. This innovation or de-innovation, depending on who you talk to, is going to be voted on tomorrow at the city council. It's going to be there around 6 o'clock. Patrick Jones, city council member, is backing the idea of a charter city. And when Dick Dickerson, who's also a member of the city council, was in here, he had a series of qualms. He's got some hesitation on this, but the idea is this: is they want to vote to, if they move forward on it, is to put a committee together of our local citizens, who will then look at the idea of a charter city and see if it fits into what we want here in the city of Reading, and if they come back after, you know, after a period of time, who knows, 6 months. Then the people can vote on it. So it's not an automatic thing. If they all come back and say, hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, let's just do it, well, we still vote on it. And so it's not an automatic thing. If they come back with some, and they may come back and say, you know, this part's a good idea, this part's not a good idea, which I assume, which is really going to happen, then we can then, again, look at the idea of a charter city. How strong a mayor? How much are we going to be paying? What changes is this going to be in our city? Does it do away? Does it mean we make our own constitution? Does it mean that we have the final say on how we spend our money? That would be an interesting concept right there, instead of just dancing to the county and in the state. Comments coming in when we start talking about people coming to the North State, and if Forest Service is trying to shut down our forest. Fishing licenses is becoming too costly. Ramp fees, parking fees.
How much does it cost for a fishing license today?
I think a fishing license is about $42. So I just wrote just as you said that. Wow. I'm not sure. I know that it's. I think it's something like. I know.
We got it for Christmas. They were not terribly outrageous. Yeah. And the money does. Now, Fish and Game is one of the most underfunded organizations in the state.
Well, you know, but the thing is that this money goes supposedly all goes to the Fish and Game Department too. So, you know, it doesn't get spread out in other places. I'm not exactly sure that's true anymore because it could be just like anywhere else. Hey, you know, there's some other things too that's happening in our world that I think needs to be talked about. The one about they're shutting down the border fence. Now, when you first heard that, it was, you know, Neapolitano has said is they've entered a high-tech southern border fence. And so when you hear it, you go, oh, okay, here we go. They're shutting down the fence. This is just another example of the Obama administration let illegals just wander across the border. Well, you know what? I'm not too sure about that. I think this 52-mile fence cost over $1 billion. And Congress ordered the high-tech fence in 2006 because people were screaming about getting the border fixed. Neapolitano said the department's new technology strategy for securing the border is to use existing proven technology tailored to the distinct terrain and population density along there. Now, I don't know what that means, but the bottom line is, my friends, you can shut down the border. You can do it with fewer people than you possibly ever thought. You can do it with existing technology. You can do it with cameras that can tell the sex of a duck at five miles. You can do it with RPVs, remotely piloted vehicles, or UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles that can fly over and touch those spots that the cameras can't see. You can do it with sensor strings that can hear a gnat pass wind at 2 miles. It takes... You've got sensors that turn on automatically and take photos of people. You can reach in and look into 5 miles into the country that is invading us, yes, Mexico, and find out who they're coming across. You can do that with existing technology. And guess what? This is not even the first tier stuff. This is stuff that they could, you know, that they could just take off the shelves and do this. The really good stuff you can leave in Afghanistan and Iraq. This stuff will work. You can put radars out there, it gets low-flying aircraft. You can shut down the border. You can put a visual and a sensor string across there that you couldn't have a snake crawl through. The only thing it takes is will, national will to do that. So am I surprised that they're shutting down this fence? No. It's just another example of a weakness in this administration concerning illegals and, as far as I'm concerned, terrorists coming across the border. This is just something that can be fixed if the administration or any administration, it's not just Obama, Bush was the same way. If they were truly, truly wanted to stop this, they could do it. And they could do it with a lot less people than they talk about. They could do it with... They could consolidate assets. They could do it. There's no doubt in my mind. I've been there. We've run operations long there to do that. And guess what? It works. It works. And this was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, using that level of technology, we knew everything that was happening along the border there. Imagine what you can do now. Anyway, hey, when we come back, our guest is going to be the California Auto Repair and Smog.
And we have some more giveaways. To give you guys stuff.
We're talking about this business was voted one of the top 10 auto repair businesses in the United States.
Right here in Redding.
Not just Redding, not just California, the United States. I think that's pretty cool. We're going to find out how that happened, who they are, and this is the second time in 4 years. So let's see how they can do that. How come we haven't really heard a lot about this? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05 on January the 17th, 2011. Welcome aboard. We're joined, of course, by Bad Bob. who's always there. He's shaking and he's shaking and rolling right now. And of course, my darling Linda.
Well, good morning. Today is Martin Luther King Day, and the forecast, well, currently 45 degrees, but the forecast today calls for sprinkles. I love it. There's sprinkles today with a high of 69.
Is there fog outside?
It's so foggy. Be careful.
And Thank God. I thought I was still trying to recover from this weekend.
And do drive slowly. And as we go through the next hour, we do have some giveaways and some special guests here to talk about their incredible business. But before we go to that segment, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're live.
Good morning, Linda. I'm so glad you're feeling better. Thanks. You had a little rough ride there, I hear.
I had a rough ride, but you know what? We rode through it, and here we are. Thank you.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call and let the folks know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. And we meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church every single Monday. I think there's only been a couple of Mondays when we haven't met, and I believe that those might have been Christmas. So anytime somebody wants to plug in, we're always there. And tonight we're going to have our new senator, Doug LaMalfa, join us at the Reading Tea Party. And I think it would be very advantageous for folks to come out and hear what he's got to say about what's coming up in our state legislature. Obviously, the California budget is a very big issue. And everyone's on pins and needles wondering what our new governor is going to be doing. So this might be a good time to find out.
You know, Elizabeth, one of the things that, you know, comes across our desk a lot is, you know, people talking about cuts here, cuts there. And none of these have been voted on yet. But
right.
The proposed shows that the massive cuts it's making in the veterans programs, which I find extremely interesting.
Yeah, I find that to be tragic myself.
Well, it's, you know, I'm just trying to get my arms around everything they're talking about. I mean, it's not only just cutting out money. It's the fact is, if you cut out some of these programs, it has such a long tail on it, because you cut out, you cut funding to the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. That office, because of the work it does and helping the veterans, brings in $3 or $4 million a year. So it's kind of like you've got a double cut there.
And jobs, you know, obviously jobs would be lost as well. Well, in addition to Senator LaMalfa, we have Don Yost from the ACLU coming to give us a heads up on what stands with the City of Reading Library issue. And, you know, something that I really wanted to point out that I find encouraging about Don and his representatives from the ACLU coming to talk to us is that we spend so much time focused on left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, but I've always maintained that as things continue to spiral downward and our economic situation doesn't improve and more people lose jobs, there's going to come a point when we're all going to be affected and we need to find a common ground with one another, and I think we've done that with this situation. We all want to exercise the First Amendment rights, and so that's kind of the issue on the table with this situation. So,
well, freedom of assembly, there's freedom of assembly, and there's other things. We had Don on the other day, along with Tim Pappas, who was a constitutional lawyer. They agreed on a lot more than they disagreed on about this whole story.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, I encourage people to come out and get informed. I mean, no more sitting at home and complaining about what's going on around you. There are forums that a lot of people spend a lot of time putting together to make this information available. So I really encourage people to take advantage of that.
Yeah, well, let's spend less time taking shots at each other, and verbal shots, of course, and spend more time trying to figure out how we can move forward. We can move our state forward. We can move our county and city forward if we come up with a plan and stop whacking away at each other.
Yeah. Oh, and one other thing, and then I don't want to hog all your show because I have an opportunity to do that every Sunday morning.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention that folks need to go to the city council meeting tomorrow night for the city of Reading at 6 o'clock on Cypress Avenue, the Reading City Council chambers. We need folks to come out and step up and encourage the opportunity to put a city charter on the table for discussion. And if folks don't know the difference, a city charter is a little bit different than a general law city, which is what we have. But with a city charter, You have an opportunity to write your own city constitution, and you don't have to abide by state mandates.
Yeah,
so it's at least important to get it on the table.
That's right. We discussed that a little bit earlier, but you put it very succinctly. And that's
okay.
We're going to talk about it again tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
We always appreciate
you. Thanks for all you do.
All right, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Same for you. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:13 in the morning on January the 17th.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It feels so odd to have it be the 17th of January. I think I lost some dates there. But anyway, when I say Happy New Year, I mean January. I think we're just revving up. After the holidays, there's just... So... we appreciate your support in supporting KCNR and our one-year anniversary and all the things that we've got. A lot of changes coming this year that are exciting and new.
We've launched new shows. We're getting ready to expand out here in our offices. It's been a we're going to need that to for the room.
And we talk about reinventing ourselves. This is all about the business that we are highlighting this afternoon or this morning.
That's right. And, you know, we have a business here. You know, we like doing business in Reading. We like the people. We like the business owners. We try to have business owners on here as much as possible because, you know, that's the lifeblood, small businesses. But when you have a business that's won a national award, not just once, but twice, in 4 years. I mean, this is big news. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog has been named for the second time in 4 years as one of the top shops in the automotive industry. Motor Age magazine, one of the most subscribed to industry publications, recognizes the top 10 shops in the country annually.
Motor Age magazine, big time.
Yeah, and the owner, Barb White, is here along with Victoria Curtis, who is the concierge.
Concierge. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? Linda had you on her show Thursday night, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, this is big. This is not something that is next, you know, this isn't the shade tree mechanic next door that Jimmy down the street, though Jimmy, don't get upset when I say this, says, hey, I'll take your car there. This being awarded this prestigious award.
You have to see it to believe it.
Right.
That's all I can say. You've got to go there.
You can't just get this because a couple people walked by. So we applaud you.
Thank you so much. It's
Thank
huge,
you.
And we're really honored to have it.
And tell us where you're located because people need to see the visual. It's 1177 Prestige Way, but where is it?
We are right next to the Union 76 gas station at the corner of North Market and Caterpillar. The building backs up to Market Street, so you can't really miss it.
That's right. You take a left there on Caterpillar, you head like you're going a nice shot if you're coming from the city.
Let's talk about your business and what, besides being voted as one of the top 10 shops, motor shops in all of the nation, for the people listening, why should I take my car to you?
Well, one thing that's really important is that our technicians are all master ASC certified, and actually they're recertified masters, which means that they've been masters long enough they've had to recertify, I think it's every 4 or 5 years. And our service advisor has got 20 plus years in the business, and our motto at the shop really is to do what's in the customer's best interest. So if we always look at that first, then we can't go wrong with our customers.
And now you change everything from the kind of work you do is changing oil, all the way through changing your engine, right?
We're full-service auto repair. We don't sell new cars, so we're not a dealership. We can work on your cars while it's under warranty for the required maintenance, so you don't have to go to the dealer for that either. And then we also develop the concierge service, which is something Victoria is going to talk about today. But it's full-service auto repair. Funny lights on your dash, brakes, tune-ups, car driving funny. Full service.
Do you do extended warranty stuff too?
We do. There are different policies. Some require you to go to the dealer, and others don't. So the ones that you are not required to go to the dealer for, we do a lot of those, yeah.
So I suppose you need to look at your own policy to see what the fine line says.
Right, and a lot of people don't know how to read their policy, so if you want to bring it in and let our service manager take a look at it, he'll decipher it for you.
I need to do that because I've got an extended warranty that I bought, and I'm not even sure how long it lasts at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's a good idea.
Good. Okay. So let's talk about the concierge of the Department of Cars.
Well, I think the concierge idea, well, I know it was Barb's, a kind of a new idea for automotive. Some dealerships have a bus and a van and will drop you back home when you, you know, ride the circuit with everybody else. However, with Barb's innovative idea of concierge service here in Reading, it's me, and as you experience, Linda, we will come to your home, to your driveway, your garage, to your place of business, where you park for work, pick up your car, take it in, change your oil, do the transmission flush, or what are the other flushes, Barb?
Oh, coolant flush, brake flush, oil changes, all the fluids need to be changed in
all,
your car.
All of that sort of service, or whatever it is you need, and return the car to your driveway, to your parking spot.
Well, here's something that just came to my mind. Let's say that you're on your way to work, the light pops off, or it's, you know, you're turning a corner and you're feeling something pulling or whatever, and you're freaking out because you just don't have time, you've got to take the kids, you got to go to work. This is a perfect opportunity to call and make an appointment for you to come pick the car up and have it get worked on or looked at while you're at work, or why you're at, you know, at your PTA meeting, or why you're having to do something, and then you guys will call after your technicians have looked to see what the problem is, diagnose the problem, and bring it back, fix it, or whatever it is. And I just think that that right there just takes a huge headache out of a responsibility of what it is, like, oh, one more thing going wrong. So that is a phenomenal service, I will tell you. I've experienced it firsthand, and that's why we keep asking you guys to come on, because we really want our listeners to find out about where you are, who you are, go in and see your the cars, your 1177 Prestige Avenue. And then let's also talk about, we're going to take a break, though, and when we come back, let's talk about what you also have inside the walls of the cars. You've got an incredible gift shop. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:23, January the 17th, 2011. I say that over and over again because Bob gets confused. Our, I know. See, I can say that because Bob's microphone is someplace else, so he can't fight back. Our guest today, and we are very happy to have him. Anybody that wins big awards, national-level awards, right here in River City is somebody we need to have on the show. And it's the California Auto Repair and Smog of Redding, California, or CARS, the owner Barb White, and her concierge, Victoria Curtis. And we had a question, and they wanted it off the air. Beamers, BMWs, about warranty work. And you said it depends on what it is?
Right. Well, when you have warranty work done, if the manufacturer is going to reimburse the dealer, then it's in your best interest to go to the dealer and get it fixed for free. We do service a lot of BMWs. There are certain things that we prefer to refer out because there are certain technology software that we might not have access to. It can be very expensive. But most regular maintenance we can do on a BMW is not a problem.
Okay, just call your service manager then, right?
Call our service manager, 246-9277.
Okay. Now, Victoria, you said how you met Barb.
Oh, you said there was, in the chat room, someone was asking, what were they asking, Linda, about integrity or...
It's nice to see that, you know, a place to take your car that's honest.
Right, right. My comment to that is how I found CARS and Barb, and that was I moved to Reading about 2 years ago, and the first thing I thought is, where do I take my car that I'm not going to get ripped off? That's kind of especially a fear, I think, for women or single women. feel maybe some places take advantage of us. But I was in NBA, Northern Business Associates, with Barb, and I thought, there's no way all these people can come to this leads group every week if they aren't doing top-of-the-line work. And so I took my car to California Auto Repair and Smog, and indeed, everything was very honest, very straight up. They told you what was due next or what might go next. And then working on the other side of the counter after Barb hired me as her concierge, it is indeed the way the place operates.
Well, it's not just, okay, not to tread on our manhood here, but, you know, with the latest, well, no, I'm serious, with all the new cars and computers and all the things that you see on the in today's autos, it's not like the old days where you could get, and literally the shade tree mechanic where you'd have a rope and a pulley, you know, to yank the to yank the engine out and get in there and work on things. Now, if you don't have a computer in there checking, I took my truck down the other day under warranty, and when I said this was happening, they couldn't find it, they couldn't replicate it, and they kept saying the computer shows nothing was happening, and I kept saying I smell the smoke, and Linda smelled the smoke, and I felt it. We cannot replicate it, and it's kind of a thing is that
2 days later, nothing.
No,
fire with the smoke.
No. It drives around. Yeah. It drives around perfectly. So we have no idea what it was. But what I'm getting at though is, they check, via the computer, which tells them, I guess, everything. So a comment was made, how honest you were to say, you know what, maybe we don't have that software, and we're going to tell you to go someplace else. That is a very honest answer. And so you want to go to a place that can just look at you and go, I can do this or I can't do this.
And in the Motor Age article, there's a segment that says Shop Talk. It talks about that you have eight bays,
right.
You've been in business 18, going on 19 years.
Correct.
And when it says shop designations, ASE Blue, SEAL, AAA, NAPA, and BBB, what are those?
Well, AAA is Automotive Association of America, and we are also one of their total care repair centers. I think there are only maybe two in town, and that pretty much puts us up at the top of the list.
Wow.
Because you are required to have the concierge service. We already had all the requirements, so it's kind of a natural. We've been a AAA shop for many years. ASA, Automotive Service Association, is a professional organization that we belong to. We belong to quite a few of them. Also, IATN, which is International Automotive Technicians Network. No shop can know anything. As Carl said, everything's computerized nowadays. But we can network with people, other technicians all over the world to, see if they've had the same problem, because everything is so technical and computerized these days.
Great. Let's talk about the gift shop.
Okay.
That is just really has won, gift shop. What was it? It won an award in Enjoy magazine. Unique boutiques, top 10 boutiques in Reading. That's what it is.
Okay,
and Enjoy this year.
There's a question that just rolled in on that. What is the type of preserves that you had in your gift shop? I can't recall a name, but it was a great product.
We have lots of great things, and sometimes we'll rotate them in and out. So come up and see what we have this time.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you have more than one line of preserves, is what
Correct.
You're saying.
Right.
Sorry, Sun Gold, welcome aboard.
Yeah, that's true, because obviously she was. And you've had your media networking meetings there, and that's how we first came to meet you. And when we come back after this break, let's talk a little bit more about what's in the gift shop. We do have a giveaway today, too. But let's talk about some of the lines that you carry in your shop.
Okay, well, we actually have quite a few things. People think a gift shop and an auto repair is going to be air fresheners and keychains, but it's really not. It's very upscale, sophisticated type of things. I have Sonoma lavender, if you like lavender, which is, the basics of any kind of aromatherapy. Heat wraps, sophisticated lotions, upscale spa quality. We have porcelain home decor.
It sounds like you've got a lot of everything. Not enough. We're going to take a break here, and we do. I want to come back and finish that part, because while you're waiting for your car, you can get aromatherapy.
And a present for your wife.
Yeah. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after the news. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, January 17th. Looks like it's going to be a foggy day. It's going to kind of like clear up later on today. Be sunny all week. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Tim, DC, the man in black, give great haircuts. They give a discounts to veterans. That's right, discounts to veterans. They support our community. They don't style hair. They don't do nails. Don't even ask for a pedicure. Don't even think about asking for special gel for your hair. This is a barbershop, my friends. That's right, a barbershop. You go in there, you sit down, and they cut your hair, and they do a great job. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
Currently 46 degrees, and again, it's foggy out, so please be careful. We're talking to Barb White and Victoria Curtis from Cars. And at the break, Victoria, what is the number one question asked?
I go to the Chamber of Commerce greeters and a number of other business organizations and just running into people. The number one question they ask me, and I work for California Auto Repair and Smog, do you guys do smogs? I'm not kidding. It's the number one question.
We all know that when we have to do smog when we have sometimes our DMV renewal. We have to have a smog certificate. And that happened to me recently when I had to go get my smog and then come back and then do all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about. So before you go and have to renew your DMV, go to Cars. Get it done.
You know, one of the things that is a big part of your all's life and besides your business is also community service.
Community service is just huge. Did you want me to talk a little
bit
about that?
Yeah, because I know that when we get involved with a lot of things that go on in the community, of course, so we can publicize it, but we see you all out a lot.
Right. Well, let me say, 20-odd years ago, when I first started getting into community service in Reading, the men would join Rotary and the women would join BPW, Business and Professional Women, or SIROPTIMUS. I know you had SIROPTIMUS on earlier. And since, you know, it's changed a little bit and it's gotten mixed up a little bit, I was in SIROPTIMUS for many years. Right now I'm in Reading East Rotary. Hear that, Charlie? But I'm still involved in the other one. So SIROPTIMUS, I was recently on a panel of judges to help pick their scholarship winner, and that was really an honor for me. I'm also in AAUW, which is American Association of University Women, help out with that. Northern Business Associates Chamber, North State Cancer League, Relay for Life. We've done fundraisers for the Honor Society, Shasta College, Kids Unlimited, Renaissance Reading, Women's Refuge, Boy Scouts, numerous high schools. Most recently, we did one for Foothill High School senior grad or sober grad. Food banks. We're very, very involved. Right now, I'm working on North State Cancer League. Victoria's helped me with donations for Mercy Guild. I just think it's very important if you're going to live in a community, you should support the community that supports you. And that's just been huge. And that was a big part of why we got the award for Motor Age, too.
And also, I would say that you have been you were voted as unique boutique. Okay. Like you said, it's not just, smelling salts.
Yeah.
Unique boutique, top 10 boutiques in all of the North State from Enjoy Magazine. Right now, first caller, 605-4567, we're going to give away a $20 candle valued about. It's a beautiful soy candle from the gift shop, and I'm talking bamboo and green tea. It's called Paddy Wax, and this is a really cool thing. We talked about soy candles before. It burns clean. Phenomenal, unique candles in the sense that this is the only, you're the only ones that carry this line in the North State. It's a candle. You can win it right here, just free, 605-4567, from Cars and the boutique, which is called
Prestige Home and Gifts.
Okay, so the first caller at 605-4567 gets a candle. We're going to give away something that has to do with cars, autos, later on in the show. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Barb White and Victoria Curtis from Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, a national award-winning business right here in Reading. Costa, 1460. It's Carl and Linda, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bot. Good morning, 8:42 in the morning, January the 17th. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Tooley, 244-1988. We'll put in Dish Satellite. He's a local guy. He does great work. He does our house. He does Dish for our house. We've had no complaints at all. We had 853 channels, four of which we've watched in the last 2 weeks.
Because I watched so many movies this last week.
Channels. Anyway, Doug Tooley, rebates. He guarantees his work. He's everybody I've talked to has been happy. We've had people in there used to work for Doug and still like him. So that tells you a lot. 244-1988, BNT Satellite. Our guest, Barb White, the owner of CARS, the California Auto Repair and Smog, and also Victoria Curtis, who is the concierge.
And our winner was?
It was Cheryl that won the soy candle from Prestige Home and Gifts, our gift shop in the front of CARS.
So, Cheryl, come by the station, and there's a beautiful bag with the soy candle inside. You're going to love it.
Okay, we had a question come in about gas caps. And it's the funny thing is because can a bad gas cap can a gas cap cause your engine light to come on or check engine light?
And the answer is yes. And one tip, when you do get gas, make sure you tighten that gas cap as tight as you can when you're done with it. But other things can cause that check engine light to come on as well.
I know that happened with me, that it was a loose gas cap. And it came on, and then it was just... this is just what I need. But you're right, and that's exactly what I was told. Just make sure it's tight.
I'm sorry, darling. Let's talk about your hours and your days.
We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5.
Cool.
And you pick up and deliver?
We do pick up and deliver.
I mean, I want to just, again, my personal testimonial, and that's why we have really had you on, not only on it, my Thursday night show on the spot with Linda Bott, but have you come on again today. So for those who couldn't make the Thursday night show, we could really highlight you guys. Because my experience was, again, I was driving around in my 2002 Lexus, which has 130,000 miles on it, all of which I'm the original owner. I put all those on. And I had a light that was on, and I had gone through my manual and saw that it was a brake light, one of the tiny brake lights. And so I drove around with it, and I just thought, I just didn't have the time. And then I needed an oil change, and so I figured, and I really am pretty religious about every 3,000 miles, even though they say you can go 5. I think that really is a big deal with maintenance. And so talking with you guys, I said, okay, so Victoria came and picked the car up in front of the station. And you guys, I told you it was, gave you the model and the make, and I think it's a brake light. The later on that day, you return my car clean, you wash my car, work was done, and you had a diagnostic report on where all the levels were. My oil sticker was on, and I just said, oh my, this is just the most incredible service I couldn't say enough about it. So that's one of the, we had this great, thing with you. And Thursday night, we had you on. And we had so much fun. Angel and her husband called in, and there was this thing about, good, turn on your windshield wipers. Don't turn on your windshield wipers because if you put them on when it's dry, or you try to put the little spray on, and you know how we do when we try to clean our windshield wipers, that's wearing them out. So there was this cute little argument that, couples can have about, so they called and asked you about that, and you were giving away blades, windshield wiper blades, free blades, which is really incredible, and we need them right now because
of the rain, the fog.
Indeed, and more rain coming. Maybe not this week, but
in the winter.
In Redding, from what I understand, you should change your blades yearly because it gets so hot here that your rubber doesn't last as long.
The sun rots them.
So you all are giving away.
We're giving away a pair of wiper blades.
So, the first person that calls, 605-4567, you're getting a set of wiper blades. No, Bad Bob, you can't put your name down there. No, you can't win if you're sitting here. No, no, Bad Bob. 605-4567, a set of wiper blades. Do they, will you put those on for them?
Absolutely, we'll put them on.
Yeah.
And that's for most cars and light trucks.
We're going to take your name and number off the air. And then we're going to have the girls call you and then tell you where to go because you'll go to their shop and they're going to install blades that fit your car. So that's pretty cool, you guys. And this gets people in to see what you guys have to offer, too, and we want to do that with you.
Okay, now, one of the things about winning this contest, I'd like to talk a little bit about this. This just doesn't happen. They just don't happen to wander by your store and go, oh.
Right.
How does it happen?
It's a very thorough application process. Nowadays, we do the whole application on a flash drive, but had we printed it out like we had to in 2006, it would be at least an inch thick. They want pictures of everything, including the bathrooms. They want to know your professional affiliations. They want to know what your customers think of you. They want to know what you have done above and beyond the Call of Duty. One of the things they did highlight in this article was the social media meet and greets that we had. And do you want me to talk about that a little bit, real quick?
Sure, but before you go there, Jim, congratulations. You won the Blades, and the girls will be calling you right after the show to give you directions on how to get there, and you will get a brand-new set of Blades for your car installed from Cars. Okay, networking.
So we did what we decided to call a social media meet and greet. We wanted people to come up to see our shop because, as you said, you can't believe it until you see it. It's a huge 8-bay shop. The floors are so clean you can eat off of them.
And that's true.
The wall, when you walk in, it's just full of certifications to show how much training our technicians have had. But for me to just put an ad out wouldn't have been enough, so I wanted people to come and actually see it. But I wanted them to also get something of benefit for their time to come out to my facility. And because we have 8 bays, we have plenty of room. So we invited people to come and learn about social media like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Foursquare and all the things that really is new to all of us. It's how a lot of things are going. So we did it twice. We had probably over 100 people each time. We made it a party. You folks came out, and you'll have to give me your feedback on that one as well. But it was doing an educational seminar for free to the Reading community, and I have made a phenomenal amount of friends and new customers from those meet and greets. Through Facebook, yeah. I am up to... oh, gosh, over 1,300, I think, friends
on
Facebook.
That's pretty phenomenal. Which, again, swept the Golden Globes last night. That
I have 2 friends. Linda's one. Bad Bob defriended me yesterday. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 8:53 in the morning, January 17th. Martin Luther King birthday. Many people are off today. A lot of people are working. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. I know they're open. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great walk-in, humidor. Tobacco products of all kinds, plus Espresso Joe's, where you can get the kind of coffee you want at a really good price. Joe and Shelley, great supporters of our community. And that's why we push places like Cars. A local business, and as somebody wrote, go local for local.
And, of course, was in 2010, Motor Age Magazine, top shop, one of the top 10 in the country for the second year. Their number is 605-9483. That's 605-9483, and they are located at 1177 Prestige Way. Something we were talking about at the break. You guys, when you fix a car, what comes with that?
Well, because we have master certified technicians, as we talked about, and because we'll use quality parts and fluids, and believe me, there is a huge difference in the quality that's available out there, we will offer a 24-month or 24,000-mile warranty on our work. So 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty on whatever work we do.
You fix brakes.
Right.
All of that.
Tune-ups, whatever it is that we're doing, drivability, suspension.
You know, one of the things, my
suspension.
Friend, is that, you know, we like our community going to each other, to our local businesses. Sometimes the local businesses does not provide the quality. That's rare, but sometimes that's true. So when we do find a company, a local company, especially auto repair. I'm not saying there's not other auto repair places out there that are not honest and do everything. But when you find a place, it's something that's really important. And so
spread
Cars,
the word.
Cars doesn't advertise with us. I mean, it's not like something that's like, oh, you know, they're just an advertiser. They're not. But what they are is a quality place that's won a national award, and we're proud of the fact that they work so hard, and they're part of our community, and they do so much for our community and their community service that we're more than happy to ring the bell and, you know, beat the gong for it. Because when you turn your car loose to somebody and it comes back, it's not just having it repaired. It's a safety thing.
It's your family.
It's your family. So
in the
you,
car.
So you want to make sure that that is. It's huge. That's why we were more than happy to have Barb White on. And of course, Victoria, who is her able right arm there to make this work. But, community service, the level of work, all this. And we just want to let our community and our listeners know about it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Again, it's cars, and that's 1177 Prestige Way.
Okay, you have another phone number, too.
Oh, we do. The number that Linda gave is 605-9483. That goes directly to Victoria if you want concierge service. If you want the front desk, it's 246-9277.
Okay, and you take appointments. Of course, you pick it up.
We do appointments. We can pick up. If you just want to drop off and get a ride back to work, we can do that. If you want to stay and shop, we're just there really to accommodate our customers and however they want to be accommodated.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot
thanks for stopping by, ladies. Thank you.
And again, congratulations on your award.
And congratulations, Jim. You won the wiper blades and Cheryl the soy candle from Cars and Prestige Home and Guests.
Now, you have to call for the wiper blades. You need to call out there to Cars, and you go out there, and they will put them on there for you. They're going to call Jim after the show and give him directions
and everything. So coming up tomorrow, we have a full-packed day with some great guests.
We have a veterans panel going on tomorrow. We're going to talk about veterans issues. Also on Wednesday, we've got Sheriff Tom Basinko. On Thursday, we have our new district attorney, Steve Carlton. And on Friday, the Family Justice Center. So we've got a full week of people and organizations that are having a big impact on our city and our county here. There's a lot of, and with the new proposed budget, the impacts this can have. You know, one of the things they talked about was Jerry Brown was talking about was sending us felons, releasing the felons from jail, the lesser felons. I guess there's bigger felons and lesser felons. So releasing the lesser felons and sending them back to us. So I mean, if we see buses with like felons written on them. Coming up the road, is this something we should worry about? I mean, is this something we need to talk to Sheriff Tom Basinko about, of course. And then the district attorney, what are the changes? It'll be in his office as opposed to the former district attorney, Jerry Benito. I know one of the things that Steve had said was that not all meth arrests will be treated as felonies, or meth cases will be treated as felonies. It's going to be left up to the district attorney that is prosecuting that case. That's, you know, I would like him to clarify that. I'm sure that he's going to say that, you know, degrees and the amount of money it costs and all that and how much room we have in the jails. And that's the other thing, too, is the third floor of the jail. Have we ever thought about turning that into a bed and breakfast? I mean, it's empty right now. I mean, come on. I mean, if you get some people, some entrepreneurs, and go, well, you know what, we could have a bed and breakfast. What about a bar and a dance hall? That way, if it gets way too rowdy, you can just take them down two floors and put them away.
Well, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and you know what I mean. Happy kind of in that it's a day of remembering. So today there's going to be a bell ringing ceremony at Old City Hall. That's 1313 Market Street from 8 to 9. Well, it's already happened.
Well, it just happened.
Multi-faith prayer circle on Court and Yuba Streets at 10:45 a.m. And you can march at the Martin Luther King Jr. Multicultural Center immediately following the prayer circle. And there will be a celebration program tonight and also from noon to 1 p.m. at Martin Luther King Center.
And remember, don't text, smoke marijuana, take prescription drugs, and drink at the same time.
And drive.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.